Hi folks, I just listened to a boo from Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog, an incredible boo, a chance boo, one of those rare moments in time. I'll put a link to it on Audio Boo FM under my boo here, but in short, Paul was working away in a internet cafe of some sort in Cork in Ireland and overheard a conversation on a table. And the conversation was about pilgrimages, and Paul, being the warm-hearted and generous person that he is, managed to get an interview with a guy who had done a pilgrimage and asked the guy for some pointers for me, for my pilgrimage, which was fantastic. And I urge you to take a listen to that. It's a short boo and fantastic. But it's got me thinking about my own preparations, and I really should start booing a bit about it now, because I do aim to be going at the end of August and time is catching up. My own preparations for it have been quite minimal in one way. I've known about my journey, this pilgrimage, for 3 years. I've been planning it for 3 years. I've been meaning to go every year for 3 years, but something has always cropped up. However, if the fates are kind, I shall be going this year. And in preparation for that, I walk. I've always walked and I continue to walk. And I've been walking now lately with my pack weight. And my pack weight, unlike the gentleman's in Paul's boo, my pack weight is around about, I would say 9 kilos. Close to 20 pounds. But the reason for that is because I'm wild camping along the way. So I have to take a tent, a sleeping bag, my cooking utensils and all that sort of thing. And that all adds to the weight. Of course, I need a heavier backpack to put that in. And my backpack weighs well over a kilo. And for a lot of people, that's quite heavy. But this pack of mine I've had for a long time. It's a good pack from Berghaus. It's the old C7 series, and quite innovative for its time. A fairly heavy pack, but it sits so well you don't know you're carrying the weight. And that's more important to me than having a lightweight backpack that feels like I'm carrying weight. So that works well for me. What else? Well, I've been trying to get finances together, of course, and it's always going to be, and it always was going to be, a cut down pilgrimage, in the sense that I'm going to wild camp, so I'm going to save money on staying at the pilgrimage hostels along the way, the refugios. These are quite cheap, or inexpensive is a better word for it. They usually charge about 10-15 euros a night, and for that you get a bed, usually in a dormitory with up to 40 other people. You get a shower, a meal possibly, so it's not too bad. But it's all expense, and I prefer to wild camp. And one of the things that I learnt from doing a smaller pilgrimage some time ago was that I'm not comfortable sleeping in a room full of other people. Because other people tend to talk, fart, snore, and everything else. And the talking bit I can cope with, it's the rest. And having walked a fair distance, and a lot of people have a good meal at the end of the night, so they're going to bed on full stomachs, and that creates a lot of flatulence. And I've usually take earplugs, but this time I'm doing the whole journey, the whole pilgrimage, in a tent. So I shall camp, and the only noise I shall have will be the wildlife around me, if any, and that suits me just fine. Looking at flights, Ryanair now do a route from Stansted to Lourdes, and that has brought the price of flights down considerably. At least it's 3/4 of the price. If the price is £400, theirs will be about 100 all told. Although I have found a flight for £22 if I can get it booked. I'm waiting for my funds to clear again, so if it hasn't gone at that price, I shall get it at that price. If not, it'll go up to around about £60, and when you add all the other odds and sods on, you're talking around about £80-90 for a one-way flight, which is great. It's cheaper than going by ferry and everything else, that's for sure. And Lourdes would be my starting point, although I may get a bus or something from Lourdes to St Jean-Pied-de-Port, which is the traditional start point for the pilgrimage to Santiago, just on the French side of the Pyrenees. And if I walked from Lourdes to there, that would take nearly a week in itself. So I'm already planning on a 30-day hike. It's not the walking that bothers me, it's the time. I still have to get back and work. And, of course, while you're away, you're not working, you're not earning, you still have your household bills and all that sort of thing. You all know about that anyway. Another thing that's come up is Three UK, the mobile network company, have recently, well, this week, added something called the Europass. And basically, it's £5 a day, unlimited data allowance while abroad in certain countries, and Spain being one of those countries. That's a great tool for me, because that means I'm able to tweet and audio boo and video and photograph and Instagram and blog as much as I want to, pretty much like I do here in the UK. And for £5 a day, that's £150 over 30 days. I don't think I can afford all that. But still, it's an option. And even if I take it at a few days at a time, that will be really helpful for me. I will be using Wi-Fi hotspots as well. Because part of the pilgrimage, of course, is although I'm wild camping, I will still be meeting people along the way. And I will set off around about 5 o'clock in the morning and walk through until around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and aim to get to a village or a town where other pilgrims usually meet up, so that I can be part of that community at the end of the day. I think that's important on a pilgrimage too, to meet people, to interact with others. It isn't just a solo walk for me, though the actual walking side of it, I do prefer to walk alone. If I meet people along the way and stop for a chat for half an hour or walk with those people for a few hours, that's fine too. But at the end of the day, in the afternoon, to find a village where people are together, I can share a meal, share the journey, the experiences so far, and swap a few life stories and record those on Audioboo. That would be great. And this brings me to the point of trying to raise some sponsorship. I haven't really gone into that too heavily. I did talk about it once in a previous boo. And there were a few kind people that offered to help out. Not heard much since on that, but then again, I've not really booed much about it since then. But if any of those people are listening to this audio boo, and I'm not going to mention any names because I think that's unfair. If you are listening to this audio boo and would still like to contribute, one of the main ways of contributing would be this £5 a day Europass from Three, to be able to fund my interaction, my networking as I go. Not vital, of course. It was only something that I brought up in one boo, and a few people said they would thought the idea might be interesting. So what else have I been doing? Well, it's just more mental preparation, really. I'm saving up the pennies. I'm just getting ready, really. And once I've booked my flight, I shall boo again. Because once the flight's booked, I shall think it's a little bit more definite. I shall fly from Stansted, so I have to get there. I shall probably end up going down in plenty of time and then getting a B&B or finding a field somewhere and camping the night before catching a flight over to Lourdes. And then from Lourdes, like I say, a bus journey to St. Jean-Pied-de-Port. And then that's where my pilgrimage really begins. And so I hope you will keep following this. I know I've generated a little bit of interest on Audioboo and on Twitter, Facebook as well, actually, because my Facebook account is full of fellow pilgrims and people who run these pilgrim hostels. I have some invites to go to hostels and stay free of charge, which has been very generous, but it depends on where I am at any given time. All my contacts I will keep as I go along, so a quick phone call or something, quick tweet or message, that should be fine. I'm also getting a pass from, or a letter of recommendation from my bishop. This means that when I approach a priest and show him the letter, the priest then, if he doesn't believe the letter, he can make a quick phone call and to confirm who I am And then the priest feels comfortable to invite me into his own place, and I can share a meal with a priest, maybe put my tent up in the back garden or something if I can't find anywhere else. But that's for emergency use only, although I may use it just to as a point of contact so I can speak to people, priests especially, along the way and swap a few stories there. And maybe get some nice interesting audio boos on that line too. There's a thought. I would like to do Boo and Walk, another audio that message I had from Paul Amani, Amani blog, was that the idea of listening to my footsteps along the way. And I thought that was quite an interesting take on an audio boo theme. The steady pace of my feet as I walk 20 plus miles a day. There's a backdrop to an audio boo. There's lots of ideas I have. I'm not sure how it'll all pan out, but basically I want to get going with it. I want to get over there and do what I can. The more interaction I have, the more interaction with other people, I suppose, would make it for a more interesting journey in the sense of my tweeting out and audio booing out and etc. And so, yes, we'll see how that goes. But thanks for listening anyway. It was just a little bit of a catch-up on my own preparations for my pilgrimage and inspired by Paul O'Mahony's audio boo. Thanks again for that, Paul. And if you do email the gentleman, feel free to add this audio boo if you wish and to thank him from me too. So everybody take care, have a great day, and as always, if applicable, God bless you.